You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Kevin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. At the very end of the show, we always wrap it up with a segment called This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, we have an update for you on a previous tisbet. Some surprising results from this.
Yes.
So I would encourage you to stick around for that. Right now, they're very excited to be joined by our next guest. Armani Millens is here, and we are going to talk about Showcase Apollo, which is coming up in Milwaukee at the end of the month. Good morning, Armani. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about Apollo MKE. This is happening on Saturday, March 29th. What can people look forward to if they're going to check this out?
It's going to be a fun show. You can look forward to great performances. You can look forward to a lot of fun. It's going to be food. It's going to be comedians. You're going to have the ability to boo people off the stage if you want to without getting in trouble.
Where do I get there? How do I get there?
It's going to be a fun event.
So is it really like crowd support determines whether or not you get to keep your act going?
That's a part. It's three judges as well. And a part of the whoever wins is going to be selected by rounds. And the final round is going to be an equal amount of the judge and the audience to determine the winner.
Tough.
And the winner actually is going to get fans to elevate their career if they're, you know, if they win.
Tough crowds, man. Tough crowds, boy. You got to, right?
So yeah. I mean, you know, we just trying to get people to not only show their talent, but not be afraid to get any kind of bad feedback from their talent and go back in the lab and try to come back and not get booed.
Yeah. That's very, I mean, I'm a comedian and I produce shows, and that's one of the things we see all the time is people, they're very afraid to get on stage. And when they do,
it's intimidating.
It's very intimidating. And usually people are pretty cool, but I would say if I was standing on stage and I knew I was going to get booed, I'd be like, I don't know if I would do this. Oh,
Armani, did we lose you?
Oh, I think we may have lost
her. I think we lost him.
Okay.
Armani, if you can still hear us, you can give us a call at 855. So, there you are. Now you're back. We lost you just for a second there.
I'm here.
So what kind of audition process did you have to try and narrow it down? How many acts are we talking about are going to happen on the 29th?
Well, we're looking at about 12 acts competing. And then we also highlight an artist. Like, one thing about our company is we're trying to elevate anyone who wants to work to elevate themselves. So if some artist is not in the competition that we're highlighting just to get them a little bit more, you know, leverage in their career. And it's about 12 artists. The way that we did the submissions were we kind of handpicked the people, you know, to a certain extent. We inboxed people. We searched for people online, on Facebook, on Instagram, all over. And we did a lot of that. And we kind of handpicked each submission and we gave them a chance. And there also was a registration fee. So, you know, we can provide everything that we're providing to them. And yeah.
It's got to be tough to be a struggling artist. And I know Milwaukee has a healthy music scene, but still, it's tough when you're starting out and trying to get some attention and trying to get some legs behind your career. Have some of these folks who are going to be performing on the 29th, have they been around for a long time?
Some of them have. Some of them, like, we never seen before. Some of them are new artists. And Milwaukee is not just Milwaukee, just Southeastern Wisconsin in general. We are a breadbasket of talent that like the rest of the world doesn't really know about. So like we gotta find the talent. So yeah, it's hard when you're a struggling artist, but it's also hard if you're not trying, you're not working, if you're not trying to uplift yourself, if you're not trying to put yourself out there. You know, it's also a good event to meet people. It's also a good event to network. Mm-hmm. It's also a good event. Like, for art, it takes a lot of work to be an artist. And this is the first step for a lot of them. You know, we've been working with a lot of the top artists in Southeastern Wisconsin, though, for the past 2 years. And some people have elevated, such as, you know, JP and Chicken P and Big Frank. And, like, a lot of people are...
We're having some connection issues. Yep. I'm sure he'll be back in just a second. But I think it's interesting. If you are a performer, you cannot expect that everyone is just going to come to you and find you and trip over you somehow.
No, you got to put yourself out there. And as Armani put it, like even if you stand on that stage and you get booed, for an artist, for someone who really wants to do it, and I'm speaking more from the comedy aspect, if you are getting booed, some comics are like, yes, I will be, I love this. It's a reaction regardless, or I will take all this feedback and I will be better the next time you see me, and I'll be.
Take it as a challenge.
It's about becoming undeniable. That's what you want to be. You want to be undeniable so everyone wants to book you and work with you.
It's called Clap or Boo.
Yeah.
Clap or Boo, Apollo Showcase Milwaukee, for a night of music, dance, and entertainment. The address is 6737 North Tetonia. Some of the most talented performers in Milwaukee showcasing their skills. The in-person event will be a night to remember. Again, Clap or Boo, the Apollo Showcase MKE is coming up Saturday, March 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. The doors will be opening at 6 p.m. and we will include the link in our show notes.
Absolutely.
If you want to check out tickets and check that out. I think that's really intimidating. The whole clap or boo thing. But wasn't that the original Apollo? Isn't that how they did it?
You'd watch the Apollo. I remember when I was a kid, after Saturday Night Live would be showtime at the Apollo. And if the audience didn't like you, they let you know immediately. I have a friend of mine who has an amazing Apollo story, how she got booed off the stage twice.
Really?
In one night. It was for a taping. Really just downhill very quickly. But yeah, it's intimidating. I don't know if I can do it. I've been doing it for a long time. I don't know if I want people to boo me. I'd be like, can you just like me? Can you all just like me?
Yeah, I was just saying that's a lot, you know. And those performers have to have pretty tough skin if they're gonna stand up there.
Yeah, they do. Hey, but we're going to support them. If you get booed, it's going to be booed out of love. It's going to be fun. We got comedians there. It's going to be booed out of love. And can I give a few shout-outs real quick?
Of course. Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. I want to shout out MKE Direct. That's the person who put this together, Cartier, Chris. I appreciate him. Shout-out Running Rebels. Shout-out everybody in Milwaukee, in Racine, in Kenosha, anybody that helps out this youth and our community and the artists and anybody who has musical talents, artistic. I don't care if you draw. I don't care if you dance. I don't care if you sing. I don't care if you ride a unicycle. I don't care. Regardless of what it is, I want to support any talent that we have coming out of our state.
It's such an important outlet, isn't it, Armani? Just as you said, whether you draw, whether you write poetry or whatever your thing is, it's just so important for you individually, and then for the community as well.
Mm-hmm. I believe interviewing is an art. I believe the way that you guys interview people, that's a form of an art. Like anything that we do that shows our talent, and that's a good talent to have. You ask me, because I can't sit in front of somebody and interview them the way you guys do.
Well, that's so nice of you. We're not going to come to the showcase and perform because I don't want to get booed. I would start crying.
I was just going to sing, regardless of whether I was invited or not. I'm just going to sing.
Well, y'all more than welcome to come. I'll have a few free tickets for you guys if you want to come.
Oh, that's lovely.
Wonderful.
Of you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yeah. Clap or boo, Apollo Showcase MKE coming up Saturday, March 29th from 7 to 10 p.m. For folks who are considering going, Armani, as far as the musical guests, is there a wide variety of musical styles?
It's a wide variety. I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily wide. It's either singing or rapping, but it's a lot of different talent. Like, you have women, you have men, you have young kids, you have older people. Like, it's a lot of different variety of talent. It's going to be a lot of different genres of music. Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to it. I hope everyone show up.
And I was looking at some of your past events. It looks like you sell tickets real well. Should people get those tickets right now before they sell out?
Yeah, go get the tickets right now.
Get the tickets. Do not wait.
Get the tickets right now. And it's beautiful outside. The weather is breaking. It's going to be beautiful, I believe. I'm going to speak into existence March 29th. Milwaukee. We do live in Wisconsin, though.
Yes, so we do.
Very much, sir.
It could be hot one day and be a blizzard the next day.
Could be a whiplash.
Just pray, cross our fingers.
Yeah, could be whiplash weather. You know what? You never know what Mother Nature is going to come up with once the end of the month rolls around. But for people who are considering maybe next year, is this something? Is this an ongoing thing, Armani, or is this just
This will be an ongoing thing. We try to keep it a few times a year.
Okay.
So we actually had one in November, and we're having one in March, but we may not have another one until after the summertime.
Well, you got time. You got time to rehearse before November.
That's
before
right.
Before it comes up again when they're looking for more talent. Craig Bach.
Yeah, you got time.
He'll practice.
Armani,
I really want Greg on the show. I want to see what Greg can do. You look like an artistic individual.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And the hair, and, yeah.
You got the look, baby.
You got the look.
Oh, would you stop it with all your compliments?
Armani Mullins has been our guest talking about Clap or Boo Apollo MKE coming up on Saturday, March 29th. Hope it's a huge success for you, Armani. Thank you so very much for joining us. And as I said, we will put this in our show notes with all the links so people can find the tickets and all the details. Really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me on.
No, of course.
Absolutely. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the vast statewide, countrywide. We're global if you have the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the board lord, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, which is all glitchy today. I don't know what's going on with that. Coming up after the 11:30 news, we're going to talk bees, baby. Considering being a backyard beekeeper, there's a way you can do that. And they'll send them right to your house. Stop. I love this.
I love this, too. And I love this, honestly, I love this for other people.
We're going to talk to Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet about bees.
Nice.
And how you can become a backyard beekeeper. This is a growing thing. A lot of people have been doing this, and a lot of people who live in urban areas have been doing this.
Yes, I have a lot of friends who have been getting into the beekeeping world, and you know, not like they'll have, I don't know, I would say it's small.
Yeah, probably 2 to 3.
Exactly.
Boxes.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. And they enjoy it a lot. They make their own honey. They go to farmers markets. It's a nice hobby to have.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's critically important to things that we eat.
Yes.
It really, really is. So agreed. Stick around for that. Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet joining us after the 11:30 news. We did this for a Tisbet a while ago.
Yeah.
And now we have an update on this, too. Firefest, which I keep wanting to call Fryfest for whatever reason.
Fire Festival. But
if you are not familiar with the original Firefest, Greg, give us a little recap of that highly successful event.
Firefest was supposed to be a festival featuring some of the biggest musical acts around the world in the world.
Right.
On one stage over the course of a weekend, this guy named Billy McFarland put it all together. And I mean, it was expensive too. It was like a tropical
getaway.
Coachella and getaway. You could go just to the shows, or you could book all these like huge, like get yourself a boat with all the, and get breakfast with the stars, that kind of stuff. Well, people knew right away that something was up because when people arrived, they weren't being all out off the buses or the planes, and there was nothing going on. Acts were dropping out left and right when they found out that this was entirely a sham.
There was no infrastructure.
No infrastructure.
There was no bathrooms.
No bathrooms. Barely any food. If you just Google Fire Festival lunch, you will see a styrofoam box with like a cheese sandwich. And that's what they were handing out.
That people paid thousands of dollars
yes.
for.
Yes. So.
Now, he went to, Billy McFarland, the organizer of the original Firefest, went to prison.
Correct. He went to prison for wire fraud and other forms of fraud. And he was released. And what is Billy? You can't keep a rich man down.
Apparently not.
When the law and detractors say, please don't do this, he says, you know, guys, I got this. Because Fire Festival 2 is coming to Mexico, but there's a small problem.
Is there a hitch?
Yeah, he had to put out a video saying that that it in fact was happening because the Mexican government, for where it's going to be held, has said they have not received one bit of notification from them. They have no idea what was happening. They didn't know that they were being scouted. And as far as they're concerned, there's no show.
When is this supposed to happen?
This is supposed to be happening later, I think in the summer.
Sometime this summer?
Yeah, Firefest. Oh, it's May 30th through the 2nd. It's supposed to be taking place in Mexico, and the government, the municipal governments have all said there are no permits pulled. The festival is not going to happen. There are red flags all over the place, said a gentleman who works in the government where it's taking place. Isla Mujeres.
And yep. I've been there.
Yep.
Lovely island.
Isla Mujeres has said they have no idea what's going on. No permits have been pulled. No permissions have been granted. And Firefest originally had given a long lead time. Like, they had really advertised the heck out of this.
Right.
You knew who the artists were going to be. Firefest 2 has been real quiet, and it's happening in a month and a half. Supposedly.
How much are they selling these tickets for this time around?
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we said they start at like $1,500 and go up to $1 million, depending on the package you're going to buy. Yeah. I mean, this is the absolute best example of can't keep a rich boy down.
And people will shell out for this.
Yes, absolutely. And for some people, if it's a wash or if it doesn't happen, you know, $1,400, $5,000, that's nothing to them. They're like, oh, I'm not going to fight. It's not happening. It's lost that money.
Yeah, but for others, a $1,500 ticket just for the event, you got to get the flight to Mexico. Yep. There is no direct flight to Isla Mujeres.
Nope.
You're going to have to go through Mexico City and whatever. If you do land there and there is no Firefest, at least we know Isla Mujeres has hotels.
Yeah, which
if
are
you're
probably
looking for somewhere to stay.
I bet you those are booked up. The gentleman, Mr. Garza, said, I think they thought they would just announce it and then see if it got traction, then ask for the permits halfway down the path. It's a bit of a naive way to think. Yeah, I'm a producer. I'm an event producer. I've never produced an event this big, but I'm going to plan for a year before I even announce anything to begin with. And in that year planning, it's going to be the scouting of the land. It's going to be the permits, talking to the government.
Well, yeah.
And seeing if you can even build a stage on the island.
Calvin, you've been to Isla Mujeres.
Yeah, it's like...
It's tiny.
Yeah, it's like we took a day excursion there when we were in Cancun.
Am I the only person who's never been there?
You can almost bicycle the entire island.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like the one side of the beach where obviously they drop you off your island excursion is all like shops. Then seems like the other side is hotels, so I'm not really sure where you would have a concert.
Not for thousands and thousands of people. They would, yeah. So if you shelled out for these Firefest tickets, you may want to do a little research.
Yeah, he has said that we're producing a highly exclusive boutique and sustainable experience for Fire Festival 2. It has top-tier private venues and hotels in partnership with our local allies who have established communications with correspondent authorities. Basically comes down to this. Are you going to believe the wire fraud dude or the people who live there and say, hey, this ain't happening?
Once a grifter, always a grifter.
Oh, maybe you'll get a job in the White House.
He'd be a natural.
Natural.
News is coming up next, and when we return, we're going to be talking bees, baby. Stay close. You are listening to Matinee on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome, welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, resident young person Calvin on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, which is very glitchy today. I don't know if you can even get on Twitter. Just a reminder, if you are looking for a new career path, maybe you have a younger person in your house who has always considered radio.
Jane, I'd love to get into radio.
You are in radio.
Oh.
If you would like to be a Greg, if you would like to be a producer like Greg or a producer like Calvin, those are among some of the job openings we have at Civic Media. Just nice. Go to civicmedia.us/careers and check it out. We are hiring. Civicmedia.us. Very excited to be joined by our next guest. I had heard about this on the Midwest Farm Report. I was driving home from work one day, and I'm like, Blaine sends bees. And I was like, we got to talk about bees. So Chris Ramos is the public relations director for Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I did not know that Blaine's did bees. Has this been
beekeeping for a long time? Been around. This is our 70th year at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. We've got 45 locations across four states. And I always tell people the greatest thing about having 45 locations is that we've actually never closed a store ever in 70 years.
Wow.
So we've stayed in our communities, and we have many stores celebrating their 50, 60, 70th year.
That's amazing. It really is. That's an incredible run.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and it says a lot about the company and that people value you. So that's terrific.
Yeah, still family owned, and of course, we're really leaning into the hobbyists at home, people who are really wanting to do that farmstead and have that lifestyle, and bees are a big part of that.
Well, and
they're a lot of fun.
I would say too, Chris, is it like over the last 10 years in particular that we have a lot more bee hobbyists now?
Yes, definitely. There's been a renewed focus on keeping the health and livelihood of our honeybees. We actually have bees on our corporate headquarters, and it's taken care of by our employees here. We harvest the honey, which is really a fun thing for us to do. They, you know, spin the honey and peel it off the honeycomb. And we sell the honey as a fundraiser for local nonprofits. So We all have our bees that are like literally 100 feet away from our door. And it's a great, easy thing to do. I think everyone's getting over that idea that bees, you know, are kind of aggressive. It's not the case. Honeybees just want to do their job.
Yep.
And you're there to help them.
And that's kind of one of the greatest things about being a beekeeper is you, granted, it's work, but really the bees are the ones who are doing all the work and we get to enjoy the fruits right. of their labors.
Right. For centuries.
For yeah. centuries.
But yeah, we definitely do sell bees. We ship bees, supplies. We have a great selection on our website, farmandfleet.com. All you do is search beekeeping and you can really lean into this hobby. It's a lot of fun and you don't need a lot of property to do it. You just need a nice secluded area. And it's kind of cool because through the mail, they ship a entire hive to you. It's a 3-pound hive with a queen in there. And it's full of the Carnolian honeybees. And that is all you need to get your hive started.
Okay, go back to the Carnolian honeybees. What does that mean?
It's pretty much the standard honeybee that you would think. And it's one of the easiest to have. Most people, once they have one hive, they'll get into another hive and they'll get into another. So the supplies really that you need are just the hive. You can get some gear. Again, everything's on our website as far as the harvesting part of it, but really just establishing that hive to get it, you know,
going
really going in that area. Is step one. Even in the winter time, you just kind of insulate it. They live in there. They stay in there. They only come out occasionally, but those bees will last through the entire winter in the Midwest here.
So is it like a one cycle of bees, and then next year you will need to order more bees?
No, you don't reorder the bees. Those bees stay alive in there, and that's your hive that you're going to keep going. Perpetually, you know, they once they're established in there, they protect that queen and they make that honey for you. So you do have to harvest that honey every year. The really nice thing is for what we call the hobby beekeeper, the supplies are really, I think, you know, kind of an easy grab to do. You know, once you buy them once, they're reusable. You know, the hive, the panels,
all that stuff,
the heat knife. Yeah, it's all the same. And you just kind of keep going. And once you get into that, we do have a lot of like local bee hobbyist clubs. And a lot of people do join those too, sort of like a book club for honeybees.
That's a really smart idea, though, Chris, because I was wondering too, does Blaine's offer any kind of classes or anything? But that would be a place to go. A bee hobbyist kind of club.
Find your local associations. We don't do actual like in-person beekeeping classes, but on top of our website, having the supplies, finding some of those hobbyists, those local, even your neighbors, you might be surprised. We have a lot of people in our area that have chickens and, you know, you kind of realize, oh, they have chickens. I'll talk to them on what they do for their
sure.
backyard. And that's the same thing for the bees. And schools are really into that. I've heard of some schools doing little field trips out to farmers to just see the bees and just see how they're working and kind of get that glimpse into that lifestyle.
If you're just joining us, Chris Ramos is our guest. He does public relations for Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And we're talking about bees and the growing popularity of people keeping their own bees. And I think, as we had mentioned earlier, Chris, this is a growing thing in urban areas. In particular, my sister lives in the city of Milwaukee and her neighbor has bees. And mm-hmm. it's great. And like you said, honeybees are not wasps as far as being aggressive and stinging you and things like that.
Right, right. Now, there is a time that you need to get in your order for the bees, too. And they like to get a lot of them in by March 16th. So we have a few more days to order. Again, they arrive UPS, and they'll be at your house somewhere between mid-April to late May. So if you get your order in now, you just want to make sure that you get all of your supplies ready and set. So when your box of bees and the queen show up, that you have a palace for them to all hang out. And
they got to have a home to go to. Yep. Yeah, they got to have a home to go to.
They'll do the work for you. You just got to give them a place to stay. And you're right. You don't need a lot of land. You just you want it away from, you know, your animals and away from your fence line and things like that. But you want it accessible. And that's the really nice thing, is that you can go out there and sort of tend to your bees as you go along.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, but I thought in that piece that I heard from the Midwest Farm Report that these were Italian bees, which got me thinking about if they buzz differently.
Oh, my God.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Italian honeybees with a queen. Those are the mix. And it is kind of funny if you think of it. Maybe the flavor is a little
spicier.
A little upscale. It's very fancy. Very fancy honey.
To our Italian community of fans out there, we meant no harm by our Mario-like impression.
It was, let it go, people. Just let it go. We're just talking about bees. The other thing I think too, Chris, that is really important to reinforce to folks, how important bees are for so many things that we eat. You like strawberries, you like fruit. If we don't have bees, we're not going to have any of that stuff because they're pollinators.
Right. Yeah. And that's the other part of, I think, the resurgence that's happening, is that recently, like you said, the last 10 years, I'd say the last 5 years also, that responsibility has been put on people to help, number one, get hummingbirds back. Number two, take care of your birds. We have bird seed, bird food at Blaine's. We have all of the outdoor, connection point. We call it the Poultry Bees and Nature Center, because it really is. It's everyone that wants to do a little farmsteading, maybe have their own eggs with their chickens, maybe have their own honey with their bees, maybe take care of their local wildlife, and just say, you know what, I did my part.
Right.
I'm giving back to nature, and I did my part. And it was easy, and it was fun, and it turned into a hobby for our whole family. And that's kind of the hump that we want people to get over, and we'll help them at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. A lot of our employees have that exact lifestyle, that farmsteading ag background, and they can talk to these topics at length. So we really enjoy, and that's why a lot of our employees do stay at Farm and Fleet, because it's a direct connection to their own hobby, and you know, it's their own interests. And it's a great place for them to share that knowledge with the community, but also, I think, continue their hobby on their own and learn more things as they go along.
Well, I mean, I'm a huge, huge fan of Blaine's. Like, I go there, some would say too much, but
there's never too much.
But it's just great to, I mean, aside from the bee portion of this, which we're here to talk about, is just the length of time you've been here in Wisconsin, the fact that you have as many stores and none of them have closed, that you're such right. an ingrained part of this community that I just find that I didn't know that at all. And I think that's wonderful. But before a week or two ago, I didn't like the idea of mailing bees. I thought that would be something that was like super boutique. Like you'd have to contact a guy in Italy and he'd be like, I'll send you bees. See, I don't have to do the accent, right. But yeah, it's just, but like, it's just, it's
we'll
one more,
in the alley, we'll soon bees.
But it's one more service you provide. And I think that's wonderful. And I know friends who want to get into it, but
really,
yeah, because it seems like you have to, like maybe 2-3 years ago, it almost seemed like, well, you have to be a business to do this, mm-hmm. but now you don't, you could just have, like you said, just a few blocks and you're good to go. And just a little bit of land, and it's affordable and it's sustainable.
And it's really yeah. good for the environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just as exciting to actually harvest that honey. When we do that here at our location, like I said, at our corporate office, we have multiple hives. We kind of have our employees sign up for 10, 15 minute slots to spin the honey and really see that process, because you put the honeycomb in the spinner and you spin it,
yeah.
it pulls all the honey out. And then you see everyone just sort of nibbling on the honeycomb afterwards, because it really is kind of a, I don't want to go too wishy-washy, but it's a magical experience to say, hey, listen, we went all the way through this process and now we're actually harvesting food that we're all going to be eating and using on our pancakes and on our crackers and everything else. And just say, hey, this honey, I know where it was start to finish. And that's really the draw of the farmstead, I think, resurgence and the life, is that people want to see, you know, these baby chicks raised all the way into,
yeah.
you know, a chicken for themselves and their family. And, you built something, you got your honeybees in there, and now you've seen it all the way to the end to actually harvesting honey. And it's really exciting, I think, for a lot of people to see that sort of circle that's happening.
I don't think that's wishy-washy at all. I think that's fantastic.
I do
it's
too.
An investment of time and your energy.
And who doesn't want to dress up in the big suit with the big smoky thing? I would do it just for that.
Oh, I was going to show up in a bee costume.
They might don't confuse the bees. Chris Ramos does public relations for Blaine's Farm and Fleet, and we will include a link in there to their bee supplies. If you are thinking about it, you got a couple weeks yet. If you want to order bees, don't wait and do it now. It's been such a delight, Chris. We'd love to have you back. We'll talk chickens next time. We can talk about raising your own chickens.
Game on.
That's great. Thank you so much, Chris. Take care.
Yes.
Stick around. We have This Shouldn't Be a Thing. We're going to wrap up the show coming up next. You are listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvatini on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and if you can get on what used to be Twitter. It's all glitchy today. Right before we went to the break, we were talking to Chris Ramos from Blaine's Farm and Fleet about bees and beekeeping. Mm-hmm. A lot more people are getting interested in having backyard hives, especially in urban areas. John Listener from Hubertus says Milwaukee Waukesha Beekeeper Association.
Okay.
Good where to go if you're looking for some information about that. And John points out, too, when there are too many bees in one hive, they make a new queen, and then they leave to find a new place.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? That's... He said, I saw these coming, very large swarm, very early, moving into my vacant bee boxes. So that's pretty cool. I love to hear that. I think it's great. And I think it just shows that more people are aware of the importance of those little things that buzz around.
I do think there's been, like, as was said earlier, the pointed attempt to make sure people understood this is a honeybee, this is a yellow jacket, this is a wasp, this is a hornet. You know,
they do different things.
Be aware of what they can do, but the bee itself.
Honeybees, bumblebees, all good bees.
They all look like little fat furry bees. They're adorable. But the other ones, you know, beware. But yeah, removing the stigma.
Yeah. Definitely. But we will include the link again to Blaine's if you're mm-hmm. considering maybe this is something you're thinking about doing. And if you want to order some bees and have them delivered in the next couple of weeks, you need to get your order in. I think Chris had said by March 16th. So you got until next week.
And make sure you tell any and all Rubains or families that you've done this.
Yeah. You want to give people a heads up about that. It is almost 11:54, Calvin. That means it is time for...
It's time for something we do every day here at the Matt and Aaron Air Show.
At this time, yes, we would typically do...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, janesays@civicmedia.us. This is a Tisbat update.
Yes. So a few weeks ago, we had ourselves a Tisbac called the Cheetozard edition. Cheetozard was from February the 24th, where there was a hot Cheeto.
A flaming hot Cheeto.
Flaming hot Cheeto, that's right. That was in the shape of a Charizard, which is a specific Pokemon. Now, if you don't know, Pokemon is a worldwide sensation, video games, cartoons, playing cards. That's the main reason we
bring
it up.
That's the big one.
So what they did with this Cheetozard is they put it in its own little playing card, in its own little case, and they put it up for auction. Now, in February, when we said it was going up for auction, they said it could gain as much as $1,000.
Yeah.
Well, it has sold.
Again, keep in mind, we're talking about a Cheeto.
A Cheeto. No, not the card. Like, yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, it's a special. No. It is a Cheeto in the shape of a Charizard that someone manufactured into a case for it, making it look like a Pokemon card. It sold for nearly $90,000.
Unreal.
$87,840 to an unnamed buyer, Golden Auction House has said on their social media. It is a 3-inch long Cheeto shaped like the character Charizard. Charizard from the Japanese anime franchise. It's affixed with a customized Pokemon card and enclosed in a box. So, yes.
If you ever wanted a sign that you have too much money, that might be it.
Whoever bought this, by the way, is going to Firefest 2, regardless of if there's a show happening or not. And they're going to bring the Cheetozard.
Look what I got, man.
Yeah.
Don't you wish this was yours?
Yeah, it's...
Social media users flooded the comment section of the Instagram post about the sale of the Cheetozard, many questioning why someone would spend so much money on a singular Cheeto, while others wondered how the Cheeto came to look so much like a dragon. One user said, "This is kind of stupid, but it's 2025. People are doing wild things."
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Another joking, the Cheetozard would be their death row meal.
What I really love is that when asked for comment,
yes,
Cheetos, who is owned by PepsiCo, a subsidiary of Frito-Lay, said, quote, "Cheetos are crafted with individual care and designed to be unique, and the Cheetozard is no exception." I love that they're leaning in, that they love this. They're not coming at them with a lawsuit, cease and desist. It's a long-standing tradition for fans to search for fun, interesting shapes and sizes inside every Cheetos bag. I've never done that. I've only eaten Cheetos when there are no more Doritos left.
As a secondary.
It's a tertiary.
Yeah, it's a backup. Well, that wraps up today's edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up on the show tomorrow, Todd Alba from the Todd Alba Show will be joining us at 10:33 to kick around some of the latest news. Of course, Todd from noon to 2 today. Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4. Dom Salvia, 4 to 6. Pete Schwabe with Nightlight, 6 to 8 p.m. Pat Kreitlow, early mornings along with Greg on Up North News Radio from 6 to 8. And Earl Ingram right before us, 8 to 10 a.m. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It truly does mean the world. I hope you find some joy today. It's so nice out.
Yes.
And you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.